Dan Farm, will you come on up, please, sir? Hey, just before we pray, though, because I'd like to pray for Dan. Dan, I want to just say a few things to you, all right? This week, you have shown how to follow the Holy Spirit. You had a plan, you had a goal, and the Spirit of God laid on your life something different. And in that, you impacted people's lives. You were faithful. And in your faithfulness, God used that to speak truth into hurting places. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to we're going to pray and ask God to bless you for your faithfulness. So let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this servant of yours, Dan. We thank you for the great work that you have done in his life over the years, how you have taken him from where he was as a man who desperately needed Jesus to a man who now proclaims Jesus very clearly, very passionately. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for his willingness and his sensitivity to follow your Spirit. And, Lord, I thank you that it's not about Dan Farm, but it's about Jesus Christ and about the power of your Spirit at work in our lives. And so I thank you for his willingness. Now, I ask, Father, that your blessing would be upon him, upon his marriage counseling ministry. I pray, Father, that you'll continue to use him in people's lives to draw closer to Jesus. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.